Chapter 4. An Unexpected Meeting. The companions had traveled many miles now, the sadness for the fallen weighing heavily on their hearts. It was now a 5-day travel to Omnisar, and doubt began to arise. Doubt that they would reach the Lands of Ash before the Shadow Riders. Ahead a few leagues, Aileen spotted an ocean of darkness.
There, look.
I see it. It is a black ocean.
It is the end of the desert. Night has fallen outside the sands. That is the darkness ahead.
Oh, it would suit my twigs and branches well to be rid of this fennel sand.
I find hope returning.
As it should be. For beyond the desert lies the home of my kin.
Ah, long have I heard whispers of Icewood. It will bring me much pleasure to meet its reason.
Then we shall be seeing more Silverian elves?
Yes. Icewood is the sister wood of Iluthiad and my home.
Are you leader in Icewood?
Guardian. I was appointed by my mother to keep Icewood safe as best I could. I detested leaving it to embark on this journey, but the Elf Warden Thulias urged me to help bring Ithoran back to peace.
And let us make all speed so that perhaps we may be away from this desert when comes daylight outside.
It was indeed as the ranger had predicted. The company reached the edge of the sands of the Ilgirin by dawn. And there stood before them, in the sunlight of morning, grassy fields, great forests, and wide rivers. However, everything seemed almost faded. The grass had turned a grayish green, as had the leaves on the trees, and the water in the nearby brooks seemed dark and musty. The land is changing.
Ah, the fresh air at last.
Fresh, yes. But there is something changed about it.
The land has changed since last I was here.
Is this the toll of the coming winter?
I do not know, but suddenly I feel afraid for Icewood.
How much further ahead does it lie?
Just beyond that forest and those hills.
There's a whisper of anger upon the wind. There are creatures nearby who are full of rage.
Orcs!
No, not orcs. It is a strange essence I feel. An ancient essence. As if someone very old were nearby. Someone very old and very angry.
Let us pick up the pace. The sooner we get to the Elven Woods, the sooner I am relieved of fear.
And so they went, quickly but cautiously, until they reached the forest and were within it. All about them the trees moaned and creaked, and fear began to grow in the hearts of the companions.
Oh, I do not like this. The trees here are voiceless.
Something lurks nearby.
Look out! Jump away!
All at once, a great creature jumped forward and swung a huge tree branch at Elebor, Erelor, and Aileen. The three scattered in time to miss the blow. Erelor's hand snapped to the hilt of his sword, and he pulled it free of the sheath.
Draw your weapons! It's a troll!
Stay your weapons! Stay your weapons!
By the bright halls!
Before them stood a great tree, with limbs resembling arms and legs. Two glowing brown eyes the creature had, and a great frowning mouth that slowly turned into a grin. It was not a tree, nor a leafling, that stood before them, but a treeborn. The tremendous creature's eyes were fixed on Ludmund. Suddenly, it broke out in laughter.
Ludmund! Ludmund! By the eaves of the forest, I never thought I'd lay eyes upon you again.
After thrusting an arm at Ludmund, who returned the shake, the Treeborn's eyes wandered over the others that were with the Leafling.
Forgive me, little peoples. I took you for nasty goblins.
It is understandable in these dark times. Orcs and goblins lie freely in these lands. It makes my wooden heart full of rage. But the anger has lifted a little now that I have seen you.
Will you not tell us who you are and how you got here, Master Treeborn?
I am Balefoon, and the story of how I got here is a strange tale. A strange tale indeed.
Share with us your tale, my friend.
Well, all was quiet and frightening in the Chasm of Shadows. Until suddenly the great doors of shadow were swung wide open. And wouldn't you know, in comes a small creature handling a great hammer. And if my ancient eye saw correctly, he was fighting a band of wraiths. Seeing the doors open, I saw my chance and slipped out. And here I am.
A small creature. With a hammer? Door.
Tell me, was this small creature, by any chance, a dwarf?
Well, yes, I suppose it might have been.
Then he is not dead.
If he is not yet dead, then he is well on the path. For the last I saw, he was headed straight for the doors of the deep fires. Did you know this dwarf?
Yes, he was one of our party. He fell in the sands of Elith Girin fighting the Doom Wraiths. We thought him dead. But it seems even now there is little hope.
But it also seems that even in some evil there is good.
How so?
Did not the ancient text proclaim that the Treeborn would return when the downfall of darkness was at hand?
Yes, but I am only one.
But perhaps some slipped out with you.
It is a conceivable idea. I did not wish to look back beyond those shadowy gates. So others might have followed me without my knowing.
Then indeed, hope is returning.
If this is all true, the end of the war may depend on our stopping the Dark Lord from retrieving the sword. Come, let us make haste like has never been done before.
It was great pleasure making your acquaintance, Master Aelthwood. I hope we meet again under better circumstances.
Aye, it would be my pleasure.
Will you not join us on our quest, my friend?
Nay, good Ludmund. If these words spoken by the man warrior are true, then my duty is to seek out the other Treeborn. We shall recuperate and help bring about the end of this darkness as best we can.
Farewell. May Tad Maria give you all the necessary speed.
And you, young Ludmund, farewell.
And so the company parted with the great Treeborn. Swiftly they ran now, with lighter hearts. This meeting with Aelthwood brought a great hope to them, as did the possibility that their fallen friend was not yet lost. But time was growing short. The Shadow Riders were now closing in rapidly on the Lands of Ash, and though they did not know it, the Riders now had two threatening pursuers. For not many leagues behind the Shadow Riders, the Shaman warriors followed at great speed, commands of the priestess Chilvara at their backs. It was three factions now that sought the sword. And who would reach Omnisar first? None could say.